is going on? It is Adam. Welcome back to Bringing It Backwards, a podcast where both legendary and rising artists tell their own personal stories of how they achieve stardom. On this episode, we had a chance to chat with Maya J over Zoom video. Maya was born in Los Angeles and then moved to Florida when she was 8 years old. She said she's only lived a mile away from the beach her entire life, which is pretty awesome. Maya started to learn the violin at 7 years old. Her mom kind of bribed her with a gift card to go into her first violin lesson, and she loved it ever since. At eight, when she moved to Orlando, continued to play the violin and also got really interested in acting. She talked about attending an art school. After graduating high school, Maya then moved back to Los Angeles to pursue acting alongside her music. She tells us about starting her own record label, writing a song for a television show on ABC Family, and we hear all about Maya's new music and the latest single called Chills. You can watch the interview with Maya on our Facebook page and YouTube channel at Bringing It Backwards. It'd be amazing if you subscribe to our channel, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Bringing Back Pod. And if you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, it would be incredible if you follow us there as well and hook us up with a 5-star review.
We'd appreciate your support if you follow and subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're Bringing It Backwards with Maya J. Yep. Awesome. Well, I'm Adam, and this is about you and your journey in music, and we'll talk about the song you have coming out, I think, tomorrow, right?
Yes. It actually, technically, it's going to be out at midnight tonight.
Okay.
So, 9 p.m. on the West Coast, so we're ready to go tonight. You can
jam tonight. Amazing. Amazing. Yeah, I had a chance to hear it. It's awesome. Called Chills. Yeah. Thank you. Very, very cool. So yeah, we'll chat about that. But first, I kind of want to get your background. Where were you born and raised?
Well, I kind of am a Cali, Florida girl. I've only ever lived less than a mile away from the beach my whole life. So
that's amazing.
California or Florida. I moved to Florida when I was 8, and I was born in LA. And so kind of half and half. Yeah.
Okay. So you're born in LA. You stay there till you're 8 years old. And then are you in Florida now? Are you back in LA?
Back in LA now. I live in LA now. I left Florida after a little bit right after high school ended.
Okay. That's awesome. Whereabouts in LA were you born and raised? I'm from San Diego.
Oh, okay. Okay. San Diego. Cool. I was born actually in Culver City. Well, not born in Culver
City. Yeah. You grew up in Culver City. Yeah. Right on. Okay. Well, talk to me about, your up to eight, like, were you into music, or do you come from a creative musical household at all?
Oh, crazy musical household. Absolutely. I mean, my aunt was a musical director and an orchestra director. She did youth orchestras, and she's played all over the world. She's a flutist, and she taught music, private lessons. So between that, having her, I think that's where my mom kind of got influence to put me in music lessons, but I was definitely musical right out of the womb. So it's interesting to see what an artistic family I've come from, and I didn't fully appreciate it until I was much older.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm all for my uncle's art. He's an artist. He paints, and
awesome.
I've got journalists, so I'm just from a really creative group.
That's awesome. And with your aunt being a music teacher, is that, and I saw that you're a violinist, right? Or you started off on violin? Okay.
I've played violin since I was 7. So it's
Did you learn from her? Did she teach you violin?
No. She actually only plays a little violin, but violin's my main instrument. Flute was hers. So I started violin lessons. My mom bribed me to go in my first violin lesson with a limited 2 gift card. Thank you, mommy. I appreciate being able to have violin now within me. It's part of me forever.
Sure. So you started at 7. Did you play that up till now, I would imagine? But was that like orchestra, band, all those things through school?
And I went to an art school, and I was in orchestra, solo ensembles, competitions, all of that. So
wow.
It was serious. It's really serious.
Sure. So when you moved to Florida, was that must have been a part of it. I mean, you had already started on
Yeah,
violin at 7, and then you moved to
definitely.
Florida.
Like, I think Florida actually might have, in reality, been a better place for it, only because of where I went to school, and it's not so big. It was like kind of a small town vibe per se, even though it wasn't super small town. You know, West Palm Beach is,
Oh, wow. Yeah, beautiful.
yeah. The music at that time in schools even. So I got to start in school, and then it just became more serious as time went on, with more lessons and auditions and things like that.
That's awesome. You said that you went to an art school. Was that all the way through what, like middle school, elementary school, and high school,
It
or did you start in high
was
school?
high school, and then right when I started, up until the last minute, like even when I started homeschooling in 11th grade, I still played. I still, had my lessons with the same teacher, and all of that continued until right up till when we moved back to LA for acting. I kind of just like there was a moment where I was like, oh no, gotta find people that play. It took me a while to kind of find the niche here and who would be good to play with, but now I have my routine back and it's all good.
That's cool. So you moved back to LA to act?
Yeah.
Okay. And was
I
that something that you're pretty serious about alongside the music?
was single-minded about acting for the longest time, and I was like, I have to act, but I have to keep my music too. So it was never a part of the plan to do one without the other. I kind of liked. I enjoyed my little plans in my notebook, like, okay, I'm gonna do this first. First, I'm gonna have, a Disney Channel original movie, which, didn't happen. I mean, who knows? It'd be the
It
crazy
could
Disney.
still happen.
Right? And then I was just like, and then I'll release my first single after those projects. Because, I mean, I had this whole plan. Life isn't always a go according to plan, so
Sure.
music up being my bigger thing first, even though I've done smaller roles and smaller projects. It's all good because I just feel like I'm happy doing either. I just want to live a life doing this that's happy and has, good balance.
Sure. With coming back out to LA to pursue acting, but always still sounds like music was still a big part of it, playing violin. What were you always a singer and a because I mean you have a great voice, but it sounds like you spent a lot of time as a violinist. Like, or was it something you were doing
Well,
both at the same time or
I just feel like violin was always there, but it didn't stop me from being creative in other ways. It never meant that I wasn't, reciting lines in the mirror or pretending that I was a cheetah girl or, any of that stuff. It never stopped that, and it didn't stop me making plans and sealing my first little envelopes full of headshots and resumes that were at that time. I literally hand wrote the resumes. I'm like, my parents support this. So I was sending agents in LA like crazy as like a teenager doing this, like a young teenager doing this before I was even out here. So, but yeah, I did it. And it's crazy people that make it happen, says Steve Jobs. So
Sure. So you came out, you're in LA, you're doing some acting, and then when do you decide or when do you start putting out music or like writing your own songs or like how did that start?
well, I was actually doing, I was actually with someone at an Oscar party in like 2014 or 13. And I met this producer and I was like, hey, I'm an actor, but I want to sing too. And I want to start making records. How do I do that? But like, I can, and he's like, cool, I'll help you. So it was just kind of a meeting where that kind of spurred me to start doing this. And then when I had that experience, some not so good things ended up happening where it was a label that wasn't necessarily on the up and up. And so I said, huh, how can I avoid this in the future? And that's when I really used my company that I had created years prior, Glittering Entertainment. I started using that as, okay, this is my entertainment banner. This is what I'm going to produce my music under. This is what I'm going to make records. I'm going to, do all of the business, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and on under Glittering Entertainment. And that's where now it's like it turned into an actual label that I'm running and doing all the legwork, but it's great.
That's huge. I know. I did read that you have a label. That's so amazing. And that must be difficult to do as well. I mean, that's a lot of work, I would imagine. And then are you signing bands and everything too, or artists?
You know what? The thing that keeps me from doing that definitely is finances, because I'm financing everything for myself. And this
Wow.
takes so much to put into. You have to emotionally, financially, and spiritually almost drain yourself at times to get this thing the way it needs to be. And I don't like doing things that aren't super like high quality. I don't like doing things that are half A, but I
You can
try.
cuss. I mean, it's up to you. You don't have to
Politely.
cuss, but you're allowed to cuss. I guess I should have
How do you know?
said
Good to know, but
you must cuss.
yeah, I must. I'm sorry. But yeah, I really try to do my best with the label, and sometimes it gets hard because, of course, people don't always respect you because you're young or you're a girl or you're a woman, and it just gets those things. But otherwise, I will have to say, Maya, some days you're killing it, okay? Like, don't be sad, don't be whatever. And my mom, she is not the kind of person that lives in pity parties. You could be like, and she's like, okay, well, hashtag you chose that life. So, but yeah, that's true. And that's, I think my mom is what keeps me kind of based in reality and not being like, so, oh my God, with the over drama, help me, I'm a damsel in distress. Like, she just doesn't do that. And I think that's where part of my strength comes from.
Yeah, wow. And was your mom involved in the entertainment industry at all prior to that, or is this she just kind of there to support you?
She's like a supporter. She's like an Uber mom. But she's definitely the like an assistant. She's like a helper with the styling, wardrobe, like she does hair, she cooks, she drives, she does everything that I'm not like.
Wow.
And she's like also does comfort and hugs and like cookies, you name it. So my mom is like everything. She does everything.
That is so cool. That is amazing to have that kind of support.
It
Not a
really,
lot of people get that. I mean,
not a lot. And I've seen
yes.
people drop like flies here without their person and without, especially it's a mom. I mean, and my mom
Family.
is a different breed than most moms because she is just like all into it. She's all in. And I feel like a lot of people aren't all in. So I'm very thankful. I'm very
That is,
thankful.
yeah, that's a huge thing to have. I mean, my parents still don't know what I do. And even when I
You're
was
like,
on the radio, like they're sending me job applications. They're like, yeah, there's supposed to be like they just thought it was like some hobby. I'm like,
that part.
I've been on the radio for 20 years.
If it's any consolation, I'll support you. Fist
I
bump.
appreciate it. Thank you. But yeah, it was just that. And I've had so many artists on that had the similar story where I was like, yeah. But then you have those few that their parents are there and cheerleaders and support
Right.
systems, and I think that's amazing. You're one of the
Yeah.
few. So when it came to the label, you start the label, and did you have music at that point, or you already had your songs? You're like, okay, well, I want to put them out. Like, I should just put them out into this company I already have.
Well, my label actually started as kind of a manifestation project because I had nothing when I made up Glenarain Entertainment. I was in 9th grade. I
Oh,
mean, seriously,
wow.
Miss Doss was just, bless her heart, she was just going on and on about like Y equals MX plus B, blah blah blah, Pythagorean theorem, and I was like, how did I? And I had my like Lizzie McGuire slash Raven Vision in the,
That's awesome.
and I'm like, how can I just make an entertainment company right now, an entertainment thing right now? What am I gonna call it? And I just, I love glitter, I love sparkles. My mantra is stay sparkly, so I was like, glitter raining, that is a dream, and then entertainment, and it just never left after that, and that was like ages ago. So right now, I just it really is. I trademarked it. When I moved out here, and then still didn't have music, and now we're like, 10 songs in, got one TV song that was for a show, blah blah blah. Like we're kind
Wow.
of going, we're going. So
That's
it's working.
amazing. Was it kind of nerve-wracking putting out that first song?
I'm actually, oddly, I'm more nervous now than I was when I first.
Oh.
I was like, cool, yeah, just call Selena Gomez and maybe we can collab, or call Justin. Really, I think the older you get, the more tentative you're like, did I really do this? Am I really doing this? Oh my gosh. So
More aware.
I'm like nervous for people to hear new, and I'm just like actually more of a grounded, normal human being. When you start becoming an adult, you start thinking more and analyzing, and that's what I'm doing now. So I didn't do that before.
It's new. Now that you have more eyes on you, maybe you're like, yeah, because you started putting out, just I'm going off Spotify, 2016 is when you put out your first music. And then, from there on, you said you had a song and a television show.
Oh yeah, Tell Me for Famous in Love, which was Bella Thorne, Keith Powers.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a cool show. I really liked it, and I was blessed because when they asked me to write the song, I was just like me, and I had only had two songs out at that point, and so it was very special for to get that call, and I was just like blown away.
Yeah, but tell me about that. I mean, getting that call, that must have been pressure, right? We want you to write a song for this show. Like, did you know the premise of the show? Did they kind of give you guidelines, or how does, or was
Well,
it write a song and what?
there were no guidelines actually. They just said, give us, a Maya song and we'll figure it out. It's either going to be, at that time it was either the Fosters or Famous in Love. And so I was like, I knew it was going to be one of those. And when I wrote it, I was like, this sounds like something that this is meant for. But I was really happy that it was Famous in Love because I was just totally obsessed with that show. And yeah, and I was like, oh, I wonder if I can get an audition for it now. I wonder if I can audition for it. And then that canceled, so that didn't end up happening. But the song really, it just really catapulted a lot of different opportunities for me and things that I never thought would happen. When I was in 7th grade, I would be like, I'm gonna write a song for ABC Family, because that's what Freeform was called at the time. And there were mean girls in my class that were like, who would buy your stuff and whatever. And then everyone in my family's like, I want to tag them.
Right, I was gonna ask. I said, I wonder if any of them have came out of the woodwork. They're like, "Hey, Maya, remember, great to see you."
Actually been a couple, but now the
That's
people that from my high school that I really like now are we're still buddies, and I'm happy for that because they were always sweet. So
always supportive. That's cool. That is cool. And then you put a couple songs out. That song was the 2019 with the show, and then the pandemic happens right after that as well. So I'm sure that didn't help momentum.
yeah, the pandemic really did put, I think it changed a lot of things about the industry. And it's very weird because now that we exit the pandemic era, it just feels like people are breathing new life a little bit. You see, even like a lot of different musicians are excited to release music, excited to go back on tour. The 2023 was that, I think,
Yeah,
time.
a
We
hundred
had like
percent.
Eras tour, and like everyone was just excited about things of the music culture. So,
It was like everything kind of caught up, as bad as it sounds like, as far as like everyone that had to cancel tours and shows and things, postponed records through 2020 into 2021. I feel like out of 2022, all of that had kind of finally, caught up with itself, and it was like, okay, now let's just look forward to. We're done with all that. We're done with all that pandemic.
For sure. Because I just noticed how many concerts like I went to last year, and I was like, oh my God, I'm hitting up like Ellie and AJ and Chloe and Taylor Swift. It's just like back to back, it was a really good musical year. And I
Oh,
think that
yeah.
I decided to hop back in the studio in the beginning of 2023. I was like, okay, this is the time. And especially with the actor strike going on, there was so
Oh
much
yeah, not a
uncertainty.
lot. Yeah, not a lot going on for you,
And
I
a
imagine.
lot of actors like had no jobs and nothing to do, nothing to audition for, and you couldn't discuss projects. So it was like, okay, this is the time I'm gonna make the music, and I'm gonna start off with two records for 2024, and in the beginning of 2024, and then continue on from there. And I think Chills was just the right vibe. So I'm happy to have landed in this spot.
Cool. So do you have another one ready to go too? I mean, but I want to talk to you about Chills. Okay, so
Oh, yeah.
You went into the studio 2023 pretty inspired, it sounds like, and with all the other things going on, you're like, well, it's the time. And you wrote Chills, and how many other songs did you have out of those sessions?
Well,
Just
out
a
of these
couple.
sessions, I focused on three, but
Okay.
right now I have Chills and one more that I'm actually not going to say the name of.
Yeah, no worries. Chills hasn't even came out yet. It comes out in a few hours. We won't get ahead of ourselves.
Chills, please. But yeah, there's one more right now, and then it's going to be a little short month to break, and then you're going to hear some more stuff from me, definitely.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I think Chills is such a rad song. And when I was, I think it was in your press release, I can't remember, but it was talking about just like, you know, the environment that it kind of puts you in, you know, it's good for date nights or yoga and Pilates. I was thinking like, yeah, this really, like, when I'm reading all that and I'm listening to the song at the same time, I'm like, wow, that's where it was bringing me to, something like that. Like I was trying to figure out, pinpoint where like my mind was going when I was listening to the song. And then that, like, I was like, oh, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. I want people to listen to it wherever they're zen, you know, like,
yeah.
For instance, if you're listening to like Lana Del Rey or SZA, I personally love the car. Like when I listen to music in the car, I'm either jamming or vibing. Those are like the two moods that it is. And I think Chills will like be perfect for those loud car rides that you just want to, I'm going to zen. I hear some Lana Del Rey, some SZA, some Billie Eilish, some Maya J. Put me in there, please.
Yeah. It's got that cool, like, just bass, that driving kind of bass line.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, that's definitely what we were going for, what I was going for. And I, you know, had my producer come along with me, and I was like, me. So I'm always analytical and thinking and explaining what I want from a record. And I feel like Chills was pretty spot on from how I imagined it. So
awesome. When I was reading, you co-produced it as well, right? You kind of do everything.
Yeah, definitely the creative direction was all me. And I really am glad that I found a producer that could really hone into the R&B elements and the piano instrumentation type that I really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is something I've never had. I've never gotten to use, you know, the jazzy style of piano in my music. And I decided that I really wanted that. And really, you know, my producer played it really well, because I love the way he played the piano on here. And and I'm not an engineer, a producing engineer. So it's cool that when I work with a producer there, the engineering side, when it works out, when they have their own ideas, their style is stamped a little bit on it too. So
sure.
It's a little, you hear a little bit of, you hear a little bit of my producer in there. It's cool.
That is cool. I was surprised to not hear a violin in it when I.
Well, okay. Interesting you should say, because.
Or there is a violin and I'd miss it.
All over my next one.
Okay.
I might get to play, and oh my gosh, like I want that to come out like now too, but. We got to wait a couple weeks, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm just curious now, like with violin, Chills doesn't have a violin, but do you, because you had done that for so long, do you hear pieces and you can kind of translate that to what you want to do as far as a song with that? I don't know how to, I don't really know my question is here, but can you utilize any of that to write a song that has no violin in it?
Absolutely, like 1000%. Every song that I write, I think, has been able to be communicated well. I'm able to display my thoughts effectively, you know, to producers, and kind of write the music and be able to create fully because I have that music background and actually technical training and classical training, because that helps me. You know, I don't know if I have, my first couple of songs were submitted using sheet music, and I could not have done that if I didn't know how to write staff or how to do these musical things. You know, I'm musical theory, Music theory I'm trained in, so I can, I'm thankfully I was able to do that, because
Oh, I'm
that's,
sure that helps immensely, just knowing what notes go with what. You can tell them, oh, this is the note. Yeah, being able to hear that, it's not just like you're going in blind, right? You're like, okay, I know how to play the violin a little bit, but you're like this
even
note, this, that, you know, just having that whole kind of scope of everything.
yeah. Well, sometimes when I say to your producer, they'll be like, I said, nope, I don't hear, I hear an A there, and that's supposed to be a C sharp. I hear it. And they're like, oh, no, that's not. Trust me, you're just ears. I was like, can you check it? And then they'll go to the computer and they'll see it and they're like, oh, that was that. So I'm, oh, you have good ears. And I'm like,
Are you someone that has perfect pitch where you could hear a
I, you
note?
know, I will not say that because I've heard
Okay.
people say that, and they're like, and then they like sing something completely off key, and I'm like, what, is that perfect pitch? I don't know what that. I mean, I
I
know
think
what
it's
it
being
is.
able to know what the note is by hearing. I don't know if you need to actually be able to regurgitate
That,
it back.
okay, like if you sing something, I feel like I don't understand fully the concept of perfect pitch only because I know that I've always had a good ear, but I feel like perfect pitch means in your head, I feel like that means, oh, you never are, you never sing a wrong note, you never like have a wrong note, or you're like, I don't know, I stay away from words like that because I don't know, I'm just not that cocky and I don't like, I have perfect pitch, but no.
Okay. I was just curious. I had somebody on that had perfect pitch, and it was
Really?
some mom. I forgot who it was now, but their mom was a musician, and that's how they got into it, because it was like they heard him do this, and it was like, and he was saying it was kind of a gift and a curse, because at school, when the bell would go off, like the between class bell, like it wasn't in a like it wasn't a note, or it was like kind of like, I guess out of, it was off key a bit in a way, where like these noises would kind of, you could, it would be like irritating to something where you wouldn't, the normal person wouldn't, or someone without
Okay.
perfect pitch would have no clue what the, they're like, wait, what? The bell's out of tune for the, you know,
Listen,
hall
I am
change?
so glad you mentioned that because I didn't know. I don't know if that's what, okay, if that's what perfect pitch is, I might have it because I used to be so annoyed at my middle school bell because it was like, it's like wavering in between notes and it wasn't, it was just, it would drive me crazy. For 3 years, it drove me insane.
Maybe you have it. I see. I don't know. I don't know if you need to be able to sing in perfect pitch as well, or if you can just pick the notes out. Like if I just pushed a button on the piano, you could be like, oh, that's a blah, blah, blah. That's this
Maybe,
key.
and maybe it is. Maybe
I don't
some musicians
know.
have it. Maybe I have it. I don't know. I err on
Somebody will
the,
figure it
someday we'll
out.
talk
That's
about
awesome.
that officially.
So this song coming out after Chills has violin, and was this the first song that you have like written violin for, or no?
This would be the first time that I played a violin on a record. And see, okay,
Okay.
so I played different little parts for the song and then just kind of picked what I would use because I had a couple, I like to improv a lot and figure out how I'm feeling in the studio before I sing something or play something. So I don't really like to, I don't come in with all the time with an actual plan. It kind of just happens because I'm just mixed artist that way. I just do whatever, you know.
That's awesome. Well, I'm excited for you, and the song's awesome, and excited to hear the next one. I know Chills is the big one right now, especially since it's coming out in a few hours. Doing anything for the release, as far as, or just
I
listening
am
to
just,
it and be stoked that
I'm stoked that it's out and we're just
it's
listening to it. And yeah, I really hope everybody likes it. And I mean, if you love it, I love you. Thank you. And if you don't like it, maybe you'll like the next one.
There you go.
But actually, this just feels, I'm so happy to have new music. I'm so ready. And I've got more stuff coming up. And I've got, I'm talking, you know, to my manager about some acting stuff that's potentially coming up. So I'm just really excited.
That is awesome. Well, thank you so much, Mai, for doing this. I appreciate your time.
having me. This was fun.
I have one more question for you before I let you go. I want to know if you have any advice for aspiring artists.
Advice for aspiring artists. Gosh, this is cliche, but be yourself, because I could have really changed so much and being around people that say, oh, you're this, you're that. And I know that I'm weird and I know I make weird things, but stay sparkly and be like, if you're a hater, whatever, don't let them get you down or don't let them see you sweat. I'm chill like Maya J and chill like Rihanna, so.